Band practice is in full swing on a Wednesday afternoon. Students with saxophones, trumpets, and drums tap their feet as the piece they're playing reaches a crescendo. Professor Ronald Carter sits at the head of the classroom, saxophone in hand. He's a visiting jazz musician and educator from Illinois with a dynamic teaching style.
Everybody say, wop, 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 wop.
Wop, 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 wop.
De-do-de-do-da.
De-do-de-do-da.
You gotta relax.
High school junior Margot Wagner plays percussion. She's learning a lot from Carter.
I've learned how to say a lot of articulation. That was really helpful. The do-dots instead of, you know, the fluff-fluzz. So it's really sharp. And I'm just used to learn to listen to the music more and around me.
Carter visits schools across the world teaching jazz.
Kids aren't used to doing that. I mean, you figure when jazz was the quote-unquote pop music, everybody was singing it and dancing to it. Now that's no longer the case. Kids don't sing that much anymore, and they definitely don't dance that much anymore. And so we're trying to indoctrinate them to something that's totally foreign to the culture anymore.
As a musician, he's shared the stage with the likes of Clark Terry and The Temptations. Now his mission is to spread what he says is a dying art at many schools.
I would say still the weakest part of our music education program is our jazz education. The jazz experience and the knowledge of how to really teach jazz has been left out of the music education curriculum for the most part.
Carter's visit to Aspen is significant because it marks a change for the music department. Just a few years ago, it needed a boost. Just 10 students were in the high school band, and nearly every kid was a beginner.
We've got about 240 kids in the program this year, up from about 160 last year. We're shooting for over 300 next year. We've got about 6 or 7 bands and 2 jazz bands, and my days are full.
Steve Helt is the instrumental music director for grades 5 through 12. The growth of the program is largely thanks to his dedication. He recently moved his classes into a large band room, and his students received a Division I superior rating last year, a distinction held by just 25 bands in the state. But many students continue to use subpar instruments, and Helt's budget is minimal.
With a community that's got such a rich music tradition such as Aspen, with the music festival and Jazz Aspen and everything that's happening in town, the school should be a reflection of the community's values. And it is athletically and with skiing, but that music tradition is not there. And that's my goal here in Aspen, is to make sure that what the school has reflects what the community values.
The fundraising arm for the school district, the Aspen Education Foundation, has stepped in to help the program grow, paying for things like new sheet music and visits by musicians such as Ronald Carter.
Da, 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 shikipidigoon, da, da. Set it up and play what you set up. Everybody say, set it up.
Set it up.
Play what you set up.
Play what you set up.
Set it up.
Set it up.
Play what you set up, baby.
Play what you set up, baby.
Back in the classroom, Carter wraps up today's lesson. Brittany McDermott carefully puts her trumpet away. She's a high school junior.
I am kind of really shy when I play my trumpet, and I used to be like, I'd always play quiet, I'd never play loud, and I think working with Professor Carter has just gotten me to kind of jump out of my shell a bit more.
Carter's visit to the school wrapped up late last week and culminated with a concert where the students played on stage with him. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.